Well, I'm a big reader, and and so when I saw the movie Big Fish, I was inspired, and it's a great movie. It is. Let's hear it for the movies. And I was inspired to sometimes it is fun to try to adapt something from one medium. For instance, you know, this great story that had originated as this movie.
Actually, let me just tweak that a little bit.
Okay. You have some notes.
I had some notes that they took. It was called a novel. Oh.
Like a telenovela kind of thing?
It was very tiny. Yeah. It was very tiny. And there's a chapter in the book where the Edward Bloom, the main character, goes to this town and buys the entire town and has an affair with a woman who he finds in a swamp and takes out of the swamp and then installs her in a house in the town. And he'll go back and forth from his real family to see her, forgets about her eventually, and the house turns back into a swamp. That's basically it. And then they took that and did something in the movie with it.
Right? Pictures.
Yeah.
It was great. And I wrote a song based on it. And this was before I met Daniel. So, you know.
Yeah.
So I wrote it. And it was it's a song called Blood and Oil. And it was kind of started with the scene about this woman in a small town and the affair. And then I try to kind of imagine the end of the story or the kind of next chapter of the story, kind of spinning off of that.
Do you know that song?
I know it.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Do you think you could play it for the assembled crowd?
Would you like to hear it, Daniel?
I would love to hear it. What about you guys?
Would you guys like to hear it?
Absolutely.
Write it down if you want to hear it. Yeah. I see you. You want to hear it.
Okay.
All right, do it.
I'll try. I mean, yeah. There's a little house back there in the woods. Cuds of vines have torn apart everything they could. There's a place beneath the floorboards where she kept her letters hid. And it tells a secret story about the awful things she did. Now the rain and worms have turned her words back into the soil. But the ground is drowned with blood and oil. Well, a stranger came to town selling magazines. Door to door, he'd tip his hat to every girl he'd see. And before too long, he'd knocked upon the window of her house. It was then that she began to wonder what life was about. And pretty soon, his hat hung on a nail inside her door. And her hands were stained with blood and oil. Soon he went away, and she was alone. Her husband wrote from Normandy that he was coming home. He had fought the Germans bravely in the villages of France. The letter slowly fluttered out from her shaking hands, and she knew she couldn't face him and pretend that she'd been loyal. And she cried bitter tears of blood and oil. Well, hour after hour, she paced the little room. She felt his stomach tighten with the certainty of doom. He would never understand how lonely she'd become. So she packed a bag of clothes and a bottle of his rum, and she disappeared into the world as the night uncoiled. And she left behind a trail of blood and oil.
Thank you.
Thank you.